every time I start, the only thing intruding takes long. First month from my report will be only 30 minutes really. Because we have discussed all these areas that we have. I think if we start now, we'll assist us a lot. When one member comes in, we take a final decision and move on. But for discussion, it doesn't really stop us from starting. And we know, of course, it's difficult with the action, but the staff to remind members to come to the meeting. When we have accepted some approaches of colleagues who didn't know, and we think we can manage it and then move. The meeting should not be long, it should always. There are just two areas that we have to do, is just to finalize the report on the disaster management element. We agreed in our last meeting. That would include only two areas, social vulnerable group and traditional laboratory, clearly traditional leather. We agreed in fact general on that in our last meeting. And then we also wanted just to see the problem of having hearing. And it's just time now to clean up because we also took a view. And the best thing to do is to start in the Western Cape with inside communities and university, academia, those colleagues have been working on this question of a traditional leadership institution. And we have to finalize it, but because of some workers' actions, it's difficult now to finalize it and make pronouncements on this and ensure that those stakeholders are invited to come and make presentations. We wanted to have 2 days in the Western Cape for public hearing in the Western Cape, but not with traditional leaders. They may come and see, but public hearing with institutions, the research institutions, women organizations, academia, whoever they have been working as a professional in terms of traditional leadership institution. That's what we wanted to do by starting in the Western Cape, because we are here, far easier for us to do so. We wanted to do that soon, because then we'll start having the problem to these provinces, the two-stream approach that we have taken, the Eastern Escarpment and the Western Escarpment, to ensure that we cover the entire country for this in terms of the public hearings on that. And then that's what we wanted to do, but let us go back to the bill about the issues that we need to look at them in terms of what we have already identified, 81 to 49. But there are no bigger issues, colleagues. The only two issues that we agreed, there's no objection last week, and in fact, even debating the bill and issue on the assist that wasn't debated when we passed it, of course, it was taken to the chair, joined the tech mechanism area, of course, the chair 76, the million dollar problem to the Supreme Court. And the one that is that they don't want to be part of this party here. You want to be part of the party here. Then these are joint parties here. Then so if you want to be part of them, that would assist us a lot to ensure that there are no delays, at least they are able to participate fully with us. That we don't conduct public hearing and also they start their own proper public hearing. Join public hearing on this traditional and quasi-science bill, leadership bill, I think very important for all of us to do. But let's go through the amendments that we have agreed on. And about that, any issue there that is new? Yes.
McMillan last week pointed out just one correction. On page number 4 of B10C, page number 4, the new clause, instead of 31, it's now 45 big A. That's the one. So just the numbering change. The numbering in the bill last week was 31 and not 45 big A.
Okay.
And then the same then in the bigger document on page 9.
Page 9 of the data document or the big one?
Yeah, the big one. Page 9. And then it's what we
said. Hold on. I remember like 8 in page 9.
And then under number 17, and this will see again 45 big A.
Okay.
That's also be corrected.
Okay, corrected.
Yeah. So that's the only change.
Only change?
That's the only, yes.
Okay. Okay, so it's the next one. Is put then, the big star, the star. Open on the party, the management center for this one. A, the party, the management center. And B, the some people request that is the embargo that is then put the issue of in on our program because they apply that they want to be participating with us. But you can see that I'm not now included there. But the staff is in that time, but after that, they can put the embargo on the election. That's what it is for one member. For us to start moving. There's no TV that can watch it. Can we look at a program for this proposed program for public hearing on the traditional and poison that is built and put there in production and then just move the issue there from paragraph 2 that you are proposing committees to be divided into 2 minutes. One group for that public hearing, the following policies, and another. Just group one and group two. And then, in Pumalanga, I'm not sure if I wanted to vote for group one. There are very enough intent on the group one. Or the local set for the local set for men's soap here. But you know, in chat for group one. Because we remove some of them, the issues, because of the slight, not the slight layer of this actually, the staff, we are able to honor themselves. But I think we might also have people that can put support and then their name can be added on. And one principle going from the last, we should start the release with the last hearing on the Western State for academia, research center, all people here that can make it, not necessarily here. People come here, some of them came here from the
so, I've just seen the stakeholder engagement in Parliament on page 2. And it says 24th, 27th November to utilize for public hearings of various organizations, which is all those stakeholders that we're talking about, academia, etc. Chair, it's my understanding that next week is a sitting week to catch up on legislation. And if so, we won't be able to conduct public hearings next week.
And before the next week, legislation.
Well, amongst other things, look like, Chair.
That happens in next 2 seconds. But I think we'll deal with the program and promises.
I mean,
look at it in terms of stakeholders. So there were some of the stakeholders, generally the stakeholders too, that were going to be meeting with them in various provinces. The intention was just where the people really who are not necessarily traditionally national institutions. Traditional also traditionally that we are going to meet them and go to the various provinces from Baleka to meet with them for the land council. And then the intention for the Western Gateway was to meet with the Langefels and area academics, you know. People have been doing a lot of research of traditional leadership in Palau. And then when we meet with the legal resource center, those are people there that we want to meet with them. Traditional leadership, we are going for them, we're going to community, we meet in various areas. And we wanted to meet with the issue of the legal, what is legal, that is nine, legal resource center, University of Cape Town, Institute of People's Management, and people wanted to make some presentation. You can meet also with the Falga issue there. You can invite them in, Institute of Restoration of Operations, and Reporting, the Institute for the Restoration of Operations, Indigenous Development Foundation. Those are people that want to meet with them. Traditional leadership will meet with them as a visit. There are all other areas. And it's just, we don't know how the activities are going, how long it's going to take. What is the this one really 2 days, anything to allow academia, all other people have been doing, universities to make that recommendation. That's what they should do. And if it is next week, it means that they might have, we could have already invited some of them. And yes, I don't think we have invited them. Because we're going to have it in here in the fourth assembly. And we thought that that's what we should do. We need to then the fourth assembly, the next presentation. We want all our sisters to be informed as we go through many provinces. Academia, women's organization, legal resource center, institute academies, traditional leadership, experiences. That's what we really want to do. As we go and visit them, traditional leadership will be informed and ready. But the problem is that this is next week, and then they are not invited right now. May I find it very difficult. I will try to talk to the staff that they are able to do the they may be able to get through the difficulty. Can we go back to the bill that is forming a corona? The one page also area, and that's not the first really. Two parts. So, what they don't have. But for it, that's the first report really. The two paragraphs, right?
And then the report simply means that. The report of the portfolio committee on cooperative governance and social affairs on disaster management amendment bill B10-2-2015 National Assembly Section 76. This one is dated the 17th November 2015. It says the report of the portfolio committee on cooperative governance and social affairs having considered the subject of the disaster management amendment in BM 2015 National Assembly Session 76, referred to it and classified by the JGM as Section 76 bill, reports the bill with amendment B 1080 2015. And after a short report, the assembly members the report be considered. We are going to sign that one and present it to the National Assembly for them to decide when to put it in. That's what we really wanted to do. It was a very short thing, and one of the members simply said that the Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance and National Affairs, having considered the subject of the disaster management B-10-2015 National Assembly, Session 76 B, referred to it and classified by the JTM at Section 76 bill to post the bill with amendments that the report will be considered at the assembly. Really, the assembly has to consider the report. It's a very short thing that we should do with that's when sure that we take it back and for the committee to meet according to select whether the bill is correct or not. If we accept the report, colleagues, we should move on. I will say this is where we have it one paragraph, it's one paragraph here. That it should be considered by the assembly, it was referred to us, and we have dealt with it. We have covered two areas there, traditional leadership in provinces, and inclusion of social vulnerable sector. And those are issues that we have taken on that. And we have dealt with the issue before ourselves, we have taken to the NSOP, passed by the chamber. NSOP identified the two areas, brought back to us. I think we are finalizing now and take it back to the assembly for these two amendments. Assembly, if he agrees, then the bill go back to the SOP. SOP again, if they find something again, will bring it back to us. We may do that forever. Okay, let us move on that. I will have you colleagues that we take it forward. Since you agree, the meeting agrees. Anyone who moves for acceptance, one of them now, seconded by one of them. Colleagues, can we move on back to the program, the proposed program? Let's give the National Assembly one. The point, colleagues, that we agreed is that we should be joined with NSOP, but as you see here, the staff has not put the names of NSOP colleagues. And then simply means that the NSOP chairperson in Jihad to be able to say these are members of NSOP and we put them down. He must decide who goes where and we put that names down. But general colleagues at the principal level, we agree with the process broadly. Doesn't mean that the problem will go on broadly. It may change because of other things that may happen in Parliament. Then we may be called back to do other work on that. I think the rules particular then is they have to come back to have the rules of the National Assembly before the end of the term or the end of the year. But do you accept colleagues that we separate into two groups or divide into groups? Does that make sense? It seems as if we accept that. And then once we have accepted that general principle, then we have to work out the names of the SOP. And if colleagues are not compatible in other groups, they can also indicate to them that now I think this one in terms of this and this. But we thought from the general issue, one of them checked as part of group one. And then there will be Jihad there from the NSOP, a chairperson of the committed NSOP. And then there will be two other members also on the group B. And then those to group two. And then those then to be our approach to all provinces. The weapon group one will take Limpopo, Gauteng, Free State, and the Northwest. Group A, we said that Group A will start in Mpumalanga, KZN, and Eastern Cape. I can see here, they control the two. In Mpumalanga, KZN here, and the Eastern Cape, but that is Group 2. And then, rather, as you talk to them, they will have to change. but we have to get the NSOP faster, because I'm just worried time is not on our side. Because the intention really that must start the process of public hearing on the traditional and cohesion SP. And we are mindful that we may not finish it this year. Even public hearing, we can't finish them this year. The intention is that we give it those provinces and the entire team then go to Northern Cape and go to Western Cape. We start in the north and we go down once we are here, then the entire team will have one here, National Assembly for Western Cape. And then generally they'll come into the National Assembly, the traditional leadership in the Western Cape, come here, have a discussion here, and then we go to the Northern Cape, and then we finalize it, and then the report will be formulated on that. But of course, it can't happen easy unless the staff have already dealt with their problem. Because you need staff to organize everything. Without them, we would be unable to execute our task. But let us hope that they will resolve their issues as soon as possible. And, but it seems that at a physical level, we don't have a problem about writing ourselves into the group. And then the names really then will be included after the NSOP have proposed their names. And then, is there any issue that you want to do with the board? That you think?
No, sir.
Okay, let me check my name and anonymous one.
Ma'am? It's just a quick question. It was brought to my attention that the department and the Department of Justice are apparently conducting public hearings on the 30th of November in, I think it's in Limpopo, about the traditional courts bill. Now, I know nothing about that. I haven't heard anything about that. I just want to find out if you or any of the staff are aware of that issue.
Well, I just know that the traditional court
bill has been with us for the last 10 years. Is dealt with by the Committee of Justice and Correctional Services. Not really, we are not informed, let's say, in this committee about actions there and then label. Any information about that? On our side. Okay. Just check really, because I know that that deal was introduced, was delayed, they are taking it back, the Justice Committee, I think it's going to take longer. It's going to take longer. Let us, of course, we try to find information really and assist the members of our team. Honorable Masonda?
My answer is really in relation to the changes that we are commenting on in relation to allocation of components for the groups. You can just repeat that word for the notice.
No, the group will start in Mpumalanga. The group is only on group one. The eastern team will move from Mpumalanga to the eastern Cape. The western team is going to move from Limpopo, northwest, Gauteng, Free State. And then once we are there, then all of us will come to the western Cape, and we go also to the western Cape, to the northern Cape. Because we have never had houses of traditional leaders in these provinces generally. We have to go that way. And we can also decide anyway that why the group that is in the eastern part can't just move from there until Northern Cape. The eastern group also do that, and all of us will meet here in the Western Cape because we are based here and have one. But if we do that, the group is going to have a lot of provinces. But there are no problems there, colleagues, generally. There's no problem in Limpopo about traditional leadership. The problem with about families who is the traditional leader. I don't think there are issues there at all. The issue there is good here and there. Even that one is not about traditional leadership. It's about families deciding who's the rightful head to take over. There are no issues in the Northwest field as far as I know. There's no big issue about traditional leadership in the Northwest. There are no traditional leadership issues, but it's going to be free. Except the mineral. Except the mineral. And there's no difficult issue about Mr. Welcome.
Yeah.
And there's no sufficient issue. There's no problem in this state, as far as I know. There is also no problem generally in other areas. Not the same here, would be just an issue of coin and an issue there that we have to discuss and have a discussion. Not really just any case that thing. Our view was that in KZN and this state would have this issue of his in Luna and the net men and head women. That's an issue that we have to resolve in those two provinces. And then I think we should take a view, whatever person that we all agree, that maybe the team in the Western team should just take until Northern Cape. And then the Eastern team, take Mpumalanga, KZN, and Eastern Cape. And we all do one or two public hearings here in the Western team. I think we should consider doing that way. Because if Northern Cape is too far, but I don't think we'll have major problem in terms of leadership issues. The general is to deal with the coincident issue that they must be included in traditional leadership structures. The National House of Traditional Leadership, we must also consider those issues. Then we're going to have a real discussion with those. Of course, a lot of people have conducted research who are based in many universities. They'll come before this committee, provinces and everywhere, have a discussion. There'll be women organization that have been doing some work on this. There'll be also individuals here who want to make some presentation. But of course, we may be delayed because if the issue in any way is not to resolve faster, and then I think we'll bear that in mind. But in principle, I think we agree. Then what we have to do is just contract the NCOP to give us the names. And then once they give us the name, then we just split the names into two. And then, of course, the Jihad will be in the part A, but the Shepherds in the SOP, and other colleagues that work as well. And any other issue, colleague, that you want to raise, Mutu?
Taking place, there was no information, and I understand that there is a strike, but at least when we are going to have a public hearing, because we are inviting people from outside, and in case the strike is not yet over, so we must be sure by the end of this week, whoever is going to be assisting, I suppose the department will also assist. So if we take these organizations and individuals from, I think it's better to plan for policy so that we don't experience the same problem next week.
Thank you.